Good morning, it's Wednesday. This is Guru's Tech Bites, episode 87. Grab the coffee, maybe the one that tastes like burned printer toner, because today the AI news cart came down the hill with no brakes and a little bell going ding 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 this morning. First up, Claude Code is apparently steganographically marking requests, which is a fancy way of saying the computer might be hiding little breadcrumbs in the homework it hands the teacher. I do not love when my coding assistant starts acting like a spy novel written by a compliance department, but the bigger story is trust. If tools quietly tag prompts, developers need to know what is being sent, what is being stored, and whether the magic helper is also wearing a tiny trench coat. Second, Anthropic wrote out Claude Sonnet 5, and the crowd is doing that thing where everybody immediately asks if it is smarter, cheaper, faster, and whether it can finally explain why my printer only works after I insult it. New frontier models matter because they reset the baseline for coding, agents, search, and all the little sass buttons that say AI like it is a seasoning. Yeah. Ha. Okay, that's something. Third, the Department of Commerce lifted export controls on Claude Fable 5 and Mythos 5, which sounds less like policy and more like two wizards got permission to cross a bridge. Export rules are becoming part of the product roadmap now. Chips, models, countries, customers, and legal teams all stacked together like a lasagna nobody asked for, but everybody has to eat. And finally, Claude Science is Anthropic aiming Claude at research work, the lab coat corner where long context, citations, math, and careful uncertainty actually matter. If it helps scientists reason through papers without hallucinating a Nobel Prize in the margins, great. If it confidently invents a protein shaped like a lawn chair, we may need another meeting. That's your Daily Bite. Have a great day. Until next time.